You know, obviously, I think you know our style. We're looking for guys that have some length out there. Tremendous athlete, 4.4 speed, 40-inch vertical. His length, arm length that we're talking about. You know, his ability. I think his instincts. But overall, just a fantastic player that I feel very fortunate that he fell to us.
I don't know if it was so much a knock, but a lot of the analysts said beforehand that he hasn't really had time to train in on one position. They bounced him around a little bit. You think he'll benefit from a full off season?
Yeah, I mean, that's our whole plan was to have him play corner. Now, you may see him play a little nickel. He has that versatility for us, but, you know, really give him an opportunity to lock in there.
If he does play nickel, how pleased were you when you watched his tape, the aggressiveness he had when he did get the chance to go after the
right, and that's a big part of it. Sometimes the nickels, they can be undersized depending on the teams you play and how they attack him. So he brings that. I think that's why people compare him to say, hey, boy, he could play safety, he could play corner, because he is physical. He does a nice job in tackling, and it brings that aspect to it. So when you're in the slot position, there's times when you got to play quick, you know, types of receivers, but there's also teams that will put a more physical blocker out there as well.
Do you want a player like that to concentrate on one spot, or would you like to move him around?
No, we'd like to try to lock him in as much as possible.
Have you coached a player like him before?
You know, not with all of his traits. I mean, we've coached some very good players, but, you know, he's special with all his athleticism and his traits that he has.
Just upgraded the secondary significantly with him and then what you did in free agency.
Yeah.
Was that a higher priority for you guys than maybe we thought?
Well, I think at the corner spot, you know, you're always looking he's so rare in his athleticism and his traits that he has. And, again, I think we looked at it as best player available. And at that point, that's who it was. So, applaud Dave and all of us for sticking to that plan. And like I said, when he was there for us, it was a no-brainer.
So you guys probably in all your mock drafts and stuff like that, this was in your mind a long shot.
Yeah, I mean, you go through so many different scenarios. You know, this was one of the options, but, it probably wasn't the most, we didn't think this would happen as more as other scenarios.
Why do you think you didn't have more interceptions?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. I know that was one of the questions out there, about his ball skills. He does a nice job with that and the combine, some of the things he did. So, I know his play on the ball, his instincts, his length, all those traits. It's not a concern of mine, the ball skill parts of it. And I know you look at the interceptions, but at times I know I've talked to two coaches that talked about him and they said they didn't throw his way. A lot of times. And that's what can happen sometimes where you don't see as many interceptions.
Is it players like a guy like this that you feel is going to help this defense become a little bit more the turnover machine that you've been wanting it to be yet never has been?
Right. I think you want that's one of the things that we looked at was guys that could get us the ball, had the ability to get turnovers, on defense. So, yeah, I think he brings that trait. Without a doubt. And, it's Russian cover. And we still got some work to do in the draft, right? And we got to get some things taken care of there, too. But when you have a guy like that that can cover as well as he does, that's a great start.
At FSU, he said that he brings swagger to a team. You obviously have brought in Sean Gibson, who also brings swagger. How big is that for a group that's trying to create more plays and turnovers?
It's great as long as they back it up, right? I mean, that's how we talk. It's one thing to talk, but to do the work and then to back it up on the field, that's a whole other thing. So hopefully they back it up. Well, like I said, sometimes some teams believe more cover, and I think it's a good compliment because here's what happens. Some teams, if you got great rush, they do more quick game. They do more, quick game type passes, get out of the quarterback's hands. So in those situations, you're hoping that you have great coverage guys. For those teams that will hold the ball, you want your rush. So, you need to have good cover guys as well. So they really go hand in hand.